Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
They went on to win 31-11. That wasn't the game that got the most attention this weekend. It was Dallas and San Francisco on the way the Cowboys lost. And it's just it's borderline funny. I mean, you guys were talking earlier. The shots of Cowboy fans in the stands was, I think, entertaining for the rest of the country. And Jerry Jones, you know, another failure, is not something I think people hate either.
Well, the fact that Jerry Jones lost, the Cowboys lost, in part because of officiating ineptitude,
yeah,
is fantastic. I mean, that's just justice.
After what happened,
right,
in the 2015 playoff game?
Yes. I mean,
I don't know if the officials were inept, though.
Well, they were. How far behind the play were they? It took the guy forever to get up to the line to even grab the football to spot it in the first place. He was well out of position.
He did the right thing, and there was an official that whoever the ESPN guy they have there, Pereira, they did an on-the-field recreation last night. Did you see this?
Mm-mm.
And he said that this official played it perfectly. And that he had a decision to make when he was approaching the line. And he said most teams leave a gate for the official to get through to get the ball. The Cowboys didn't leave a gate, meaning he had to try and force his way through the line or work his way around the end. And
or he could have jumped over.
He could have he had to serpentine to get there. But they said when he got done, he said the official did the right thing.
I don't blame the officials at all. I mean, if anything, we all can agree the execution of that was horrible by the Cowboys, Dak Prescott. If you know that's the play, like Kellen Moore goes, hey, listen, we're going to run you up the middle. You're going to slide. We're going to clock it. You need to go over to the official and tell them, hey, this is what we're doing. You're going to have to get close, right? Because that's how even in basketball, when they call timeout and they're going to run a trick play, a lot of times you alert the official so they don't blow the whistle. And like, hey, right, we're going to run this trick play here. It's all legal. It's all, you know, so you know.
Just be, so, if something looks weird, yes, don't blow your whistle.
Exactly. So Dak should have let the official know, hey, I'm running up the middle. We're going to spot, though. You got to be ready to spot this ball. They didn't leave the gate open, like you said, Doug. He ran too far. There were so many things comical about the execution of that last play, which, first of all, I didn't even like the call. I hated the execution. But in the end, we all got a good laugh.
We did.
I think what would be hilarious is if somehow, some way, the guy that made the play call ends up being the Cowboys head coach.
Kellen Moore?
Yeah. He called the play.
Right.
Mike Silver reported he called the play.
So the result of all this, do you think anything is going to happen, like the NFL Rules Committee is going to come out with something, or do you think that the NFL will say, put an emphasis on, you guys have to, you know,
I don't think
hand the ball immediately to an official, like there's been some sort of emphasis to do something like that?
I think there are 32 teams in the NFL moving forward that will sprint the ball to the official. They will not leave it up to something like that again.
The other thing I was thinking of, and it happened over the weekend, I forget which game it was, it may have even been the Cowboys game, but the we saw here hurt the Lions this season with that extra second, you know, that everything goes to zero, should be throwing a flag for delay a game, and it wasn't. They called it delay a game in the game over the weekend, and because it should have been. But I'm wondering if that's going to change, if that's another one of these things. Hey, we're going to put a flashing red on the light when it goes to zero, so it's done. And yes, we will be able to review to see if the ball was snapped prior to that.
Yeah, I don't know if there was no rule change officially, and there was no change to the clock. But at the end of the day, which play are you talking about?
There's I forget which game it was, but it came down to the same situation where there's 3-2-1-0, ball gets snapped, and the officials called it correctly. They called it a delay of game. But because of the fuzziness around that rule of when is it delay of game or not, because they allow the officials some leeway to look up when it's zero and see if the ball's been snapped at an appropriate time. I just wonder, because if one team thinks that they got jobbed because they should have gotten the ball was they snapped it in time.
There was no grace period, you're saying. Yeah. You know how they said there was a grace period, which makes no sense.
Yeah, I guess I didn't see the play.
I'm wondering if that's going to, if that play in general is going to be readdressed like it should, like it was with the, well, it wasn't with the Lions, and it should have been, because obviously the Lions got screwed now.
Okay, so this is the Houston Texans GM, Nick Caserio, speaking on Sports Radio 610, which I believe is in Houston, asked about if he'd be willing to trade out of the number three pick. His quote is, absolutely. Always open for business. You never want to limit yourself. I've always been open-minded when it comes to the draft. Every team and every individual has a different philosophy. We're not going to trade. We're always going to pick. We're not going to move. I think we're a little bit more open-minded, progressive thinking, move up and down, and it's not just move to move. Trades specific to the draft are always driven by A, player availability, B, where you are moving and what you are moving away from, and C, what are you getting in return in terms of assets that could possibly fill out the rest of your team. So we're rolling up our sleeves right now, going through the draft process. There's a number of good players that will be available. Again, we're open for business on anything. Houston has the third pick. The Lions pick second. How does this impact us?
Well, I think Brad Holmes should craft a statement immediately and saying the Lions are open for business at number two. We will and do the exact same thing. Don't let them undermine what you want, might want to do, because what Houston is doing is brilliant. You should be open for all offers. The Lions should as well, to let the rest of the NFL know, hey, teams might want to trade to three, but guess what? We're open for business at two. So if you think you got that guy there, you're going to have to go to two to get him, and you can trade with us and get him.
So, look, we always talk about the supply and demand, of course. You know, the basics of economics and business here, supply and demand. So you've got the Lions at two. If they are looking to trade out of that position, it's in their best interest, I think, that one of the defensive ends go number one, so that the demand, the supply for the defensive ends, the elite ones, is dwindled down to one, and the Lions are on the clock with a need. And which case, I don't think it matters what Houston is shopping, because either that defensive end, if that defensive end drops to three, Houston might be in business. But I don't see how a defensive end gets past the Lions. I just don't. And so, not sure it impacts us at all.
I think that at some point there's going to be a separation, though, between the two defensive linemen. I think that at some point you're going to see player emerge as, oh, this is the guy that we like more so than the other guy.
Could be.
And Jacksonville could very well not take a defensive end. In fact, I'd be surprised if they took a defensive end over an offensive lineman.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Daryl. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're okay.
All right, Daryl.
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to make a
Daryl, do you got us on speakerphone? Because if you do, could
No, right. I'm inside my car driving. All right. The radio is down.
Well, that's good.
So only thing I just wanted to tell you guys, what making me laugh about the whole situation with the Matthew Stafford, and win or lose, he ain't won a playoff game. He won a playoff game last night. And this only thing I wanted to say, that one playoff game he won just tied the Lions' playoff win from the last championship, 1957-58, to today. We won in 1991 against the Dallas Cowboys in the Silver Dome. That's the only playoff win we have from then. So now if he win next week, guess what? He just surpassed the Lions playoff win record since the 58-57 championship.
Yep.
It's sad.
It's sad.
But that's the fact.
It's very sad. And it's too bad he couldn't do it here. But he never had a team as good as he had today or last night. 248-539-9797. Well, that was depressing.
Also a little bit. Oh, really? Tell me more.
I mean, do you think Daryl didn't think we knew that they'd only won one playoff game since the last championship?
I don't know.
I'm fact-checking, guys.
Thank you. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.